Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Grassroots Marketing on CannabisReady.com, powered by The Buzz CRM. For 2025, if you haven't taken the time to rethink your marketing strategy and realize that you could be putting a great system to great use to expand and optimize your marketing strategy, multiple marketing tools, you have subscriptions, you have other investments you put into marketing that have not worked. So let The Buzz CRM be your all-in-one solution. There's 500 tools underneath the platform. Automation, AI, handling email, social media, customer inquiries. Listen, it's all about the data entry. But you make AI work for you, it works fast, and also takes a lot off your plate. Personalized workflows, omnichannel reach, data-driven decisions. Cannabis Radio, we use it all the time. You should try it out yourself. Just in time for your new year, quarter one, you want to make sure that you have your marketing out there in front. And think about how well it would work for you during the holidays. 420, 710, so much more. TheBuzzCRM.com. Go ahead and sign up right now. TheBuzzCRM.com. Find out how it works best for you. Now, with that said, I want to move on to our guest. She is the founder and CEO of Giving Tree Dispensary, one of Arizona's longest standing vertically integrated cannabis companies. She's a trailblazer in the industry. I've seen her all across my LinkedIn feed, a dedicated advocate for cannabis education, community engagement, and empowering new customers or consumers to explore wellness through cannabis. I'm here with Lilac Mazur Power. Thanks for being on with us.
Thank you for having me.
And I'm trying to think if we had you on before, but I don't know, but I've seen your name across the board. I know you're prominent at a lot of different events, especially coming in from Arizona and going out. Now, one of the things that you're working on as we speak, we are coming up towards MJ Biz in Las Vegas. And on Wednesday, December 4th, 3:30, you're part of the Arizona State Takeover. Now, the plan will be is the good, bad, and the ugly, and answer your questions about the Arizona market. So you'll be also talking with Ann Torres, who we've talked to here on the program, and Thomas Rimbach. So tell me about this panel that's going to be done real quickly about the Arizona cannabis market and what is some of the things that you think will be highlighted at that event.
Yes, I'm excited about it. So MJ Biz is giving us the opportunity to dedicate 30 minutes just to talk about the Arizona market. I think it's a great opportunity for people who are interested in Arizona as a market to expand their brand or opening a store here or whatever that might be, to hear a quick snippet of all the research you are going to try to do by yourself from people that operate in the state. So hearing about the market trends, the categories, the pricing, the opportunities, the regulations, and then, of course, the oversupply that we are experiencing in Arizona. And does it make sense to come here and operate here?
Well, one of the things, too, when it comes to trying to get that yield, all that extra supply and getting out to the demand, that Arizona is now starting, as of this month, November 1st, they have started home delivery for adult use marijuana or cannabis out to the public. And that's becoming a good thing that's really coming out there for people. Obviously, because we're seeing now there's a bit of a plateau in terms of recreational adult use sales right now, where it's hit in other markets. But that's the thing, is that Arizona right now has become very prominent. It's definitely been a burgeoning market. And now it's a matter of what do you do to continue that growth? So that's very important to bring that up. And when it comes down to it, one of the other things that you're working on right now is there's a new series that you're also promoting from Giving Tree Dispensary called the Coffee and Cannabis Series. Now, it is that it's an educational program for adults 55 plus, aligning with your mission of fostering cannabis education and accessibility. So for the more the boomer or senior citizen demographic, this coffee series, I mean, I've seen quite a bit of this, you know, this pretty community-based programs like this that work like really well. And tell me what it was that you felt like this was a good idea to go with, and, you know, what kind of response are you looking to get and have you gotten so far?
Yes. So we keep hearing from people that come to the store and from our friends and families that, it is kind of overwhelming to walk into a dispensary and start talking to a bartender. And I think what we pride ourselves in Giving Tree is that our team is so passionate and so knowledgeable. Their goal is to really match you with the right cannabis for you. And we want to be part of your journey just for that. So we thought, let's start offering sessions that will have zero pressure. You're not supposed to buy anything. You just come in, you sit down in a, bring your friends and just be able to get quick cannabis 101 and ask all the questions, because the person that's doing it and teaching it, she's so patient and she loves what she does. And it's a great opportunity for everyone with any cannabis curiosity to come in and get that. We just started, but we sold out on the first and second session. So I think there's a lot of people that are interested in it. And I think, like everything else we do, we just want to show people that cannabis operators are there for their community. If it's through educational pieces, if it's through the people that we hire, or if it's through, a lot of philanthropic work that we do.
There's a lot that you do really just to give back, and a lot of really, you do a lot of public inquiry and just a lot of community building from what you're doing right there at Giving Tree. And one of the other areas you also work with is a corporate citizenship program. You've contributed over $120,000 to various charities and countless volunteer hours. Tell me about the importance of what you've been doing to help for various causes that are very close to you and that community building that you worked with that really has helped to go ahead and give Giving Tree the name and really has stood by the reputation that you've created.
Yes, it was very important for me from the beginning. I think it's important to be a good corporate citizen, but also be able to show our community that cannabis operators and employees are, we're not just sitting in some basement and smoking weed. We are running very responsible businesses and we are part of the community. And our goal is to really improve the well-being of people. So I started the first charity before I even withdrew a check. And I think every person that we hire, if this is not one of the top reasons of why you want to join us, it's probably not a good fit, because we all volunteer and we all give back. This is part of our being.
So you talked about with Cannabis Rebel about being thoughtful in the approach, all the dispensaries you operate in Arizona, that you create a different retail experience with services, product selection, and Grown for Good mission rings true. By the way, I don't know what they did in terms of a photo shoot, but you look amazing in all the pictures I see up here. But the thing is that, you have created in such a real grassroots kind of market here. You're looking to be very price sensitive. You've had a lot of multi-state operators dominate. I know that's the same thing here where I'm in Florida. But the one thing is we don't have adult use because it did not pass the amendment here. Meanwhile, Arizona had that a few years back. But you have about 40 plus local employees. And you make the point about every dollar that people spend stays in the community. Community is at the heart and root of our organization. And I would imagine that, with where people are, the times that have been tough in terms of inflation or in terms of just the economic structure, to be able to go and people to go and keep putting that money in while knowing that money's going to go for good. Talk about where it's been there, where you've been able to kind of continue to go and keep that going and encourage people to go and continue to give, even if it's a bit rough.
Yes, I think people get excited about it. It's not something that we need to really convince them. I think people feel good, especially in this economy, to go into a store that they know and the employees know them. We really have relationships with our customers because they are loyal customers. 50% of our customers come every single week. So we know them. We know about their kids. We know about their dogs. We really have a relationship with them. I think they like knowing that there's 41 employees, 10% of them are veterans that they are supporting with their dollars. It goes directly to our local own and operated business. Everything we do is to support our community, our neighborhood, our state. And I think people enjoy knowing that if they choose to come to the Giving Tree, not just that they get better service than other places, they also support, you know, one of the only women-owned dispensaries in Arizona, one of the only local ones at this point. And I think it speaks to people that in this market where we all got excited about this plant and what it can do, and stepping away from corporate and really being part of something special.
Fantastic. Now, I want to say, I'm looking at some of the pictures you have of the dispensary as well. What a gorgeously decorated, very just ethereal, just what a vibe that you give within for people coming in here. It's really unique on how the dispensary really does look. I mean, it has just really just a very earthy, very green, just a wonderful, a real natural feel to it. So, I mean, have you had a lot of people really come back to you and just, you know, give any praise, and they've asked any questions about the layout of what you've had in your stores, because really just how it looks, it's amazing.
It is very different. So I think...
I love it.
Thank you. I was very excited to design something different. I think if we treat it like a retail store, people will understand that we're not some kind of scary environment of a dungeon, like dark, you know, what people imagine to be a dispensary. I was in a different location before we moved to this one back 4 years ago, and it was more of an industrial area where, you know, they threw us in, nobody wanted to see us. And what I heard often is we saw that women made up 50% of our population, but after 6 p.m., it dropped down to less than 10. And from talking to women, we realized that because it's dark and they can't see inside and it's not in a safe neighborhood, they don't feel as comfortable coming. So one of the very important things I wanted to do is to have windows that women and people that are curious or not confident can just drive through and just look inside, and they don't have to come in, but they can get comfortable. And I wanted people to be able to sit down and have a conversation and chit chat, if it's with the bartender or with their friends or with other people at the store, and just share experiences and talk about the different products. So we really created that. There's tons of spaces to just hang out, and people do it. And it's been great. I think people are excited to see a dispensary that is just any other retail store.
So you're doing really great now. We have holidays coming up right now. You have extended hours you're going to as well. A lot of different products you have. You have a 2 gram and one vape that you have available. Everyday Ace, you're giving it really just amazing prices. And all that being said, let's send people to the website. Also, give a loyalty program, givingtreedispensary.com, givingtreedispensary.com. And as we wrap things up, anything else you want to make sure that people know? Listen, first of all, what a great time of year to go visit Arizona and visit your team there. And, you know, make your way to go ahead and just enjoy Arizona, what it all is. And make sure you can stop by in Phoenix at Giving Tree Dispensary. So I want to just tell people, as they're coming to the area and visiting, you know, what should he be looking for as they come on by? And, you know, if you can tell us anything about the delivery process now and where people can go ahead and get your products delivered to.
Yes. So we, as a store, we don't deliver, but we teamed up with Grasp, and they do delivery of our products. So that has been a great relationship. You know, sometimes we do everything in the cannabis industry, and I think let people be the best at what they do. And for us, I think our dispensary and our boutique grow that only provides our dispensary is really our superpower. So when we say you really support local with Giving Tree, it, you know, our grow is less than a mile away. So it's really from seed to sale that we do. I think the fact that we can offer competitive pricing with great quality as a small business has been very refreshing. The Arizona market is growing in numbers. We dispense more. We see more people. Of course, the race to the bottom with the pricing is kind of hard to keep up. But I think when people choose to spend their dollars with small businesses, it really does make a difference in this industry.
So make sure to go and look out Giving Tree Dispensary, 701 West Union Hills Drive, Phoenix, Arizona. You can find it. It's easily accessible off the 101 and the I-17. Make sure to get there. Go visit Lilac and the team there at Giving Tree Dispensary. Again, givingtreedispensary.com. Lilac, thank you so much for being on with us. Again, Lilac Mazer Power, Giving Tree Dispensary. Thank you for making time and happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Thank you for having me.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.